Support comes from Sunday Morning Cafe, presenting Resilience and Creativity, a concert and interview with Royce Martin, creator of Swag Time, and resilience researcher Dr. Tom Wagner on August 2nd, SundayMorningCafe.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, May 6th. I'm Abby Larico. Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, is a way for farmers to get paid up front and consumers to get in-season produce. But some farmers are changing the model to appeal to today's consumer preferences.
We're transitioning to a generation of convenience, of preference.
The evolution of CSAs coming up after this news on The Gateway. People all across St. Clair County heard tornado sirens Monday. That's despite no tornado ever forming. As St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, the Metro East County's Emergency Management Agency says it would rather be safe than sorry.
At 2:43 p.m., St. Clair County Emergency Management got a 911 call about possible rotating clouds near Smithton. Police confirmed that account. The National Weather Service hadn't issued an official tornado warning and would later issue a severe thunderstorm warning with a tornado possible tag. Herb Simmons is the St. Clair County Emergency Management Director.
At the end of the day, they all agreed that the alert to going out was being proactive, and that's what we're going to do. If there's any errors that gets made, we're going to err on the side of public safety.
The reason the whole county and not just Smithton could hear the sirens comes back to no official tornado warning. When a warning is issued, only sirens within the warning will sound. Without one, Simmons says the entire county will sound out of abundance of caution. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
And this happened the same day that tornado sirens in the city of St. Louis were sounded by mistake. The city of St. Louis wants to know which route that residents prefer for the proposed bus rapid transit green line. The bus would connect North City and South City along Jefferson Avenue and possibly extend west along Natural Bridge Avenue. Rapid transit buses have dedicated lanes, get priority at traffic lights, and provide real-time information on arrivals. Developers say all of this leads to a faster ride. The city hosted an open house on the proposed bus routes yesterday. There's another one tonight from 5 to 7 at the Polish Heritage Center in the Carr Square neighborhood. You can also pre-register for a virtual open house at 7 p.m. on Thursday at greenlinebrt.com. Hundreds of St. Louisans responded to an online survey with ideas on how to best merge the city and county. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley reports that St. Louis County Executive Sam Page shared the highlights Tuesday.
St. Louis and St. Louis County became separate governmental jurisdictions in the 1870s. As the county faces budgetary challenges, Page says combining the two is worth revisiting. Page says so far, residents have suggested combining emergency operations like police departments and public health services like restaurant inspections.
I'm heartened by the engagement of our residents. They want to be a part of this conversation. They want us to be a robust region and to continue to have this conversation on how we can make things better in St. Louis.
Residents in the city and the county can still submit their ideas online on the St. Louis County website. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Explore St. Louis leaders say they want to highlight more St. Louis County events and programs over the coming year. Leaders met with county council members yesterday, and Explore St. Louis laid out its plans for the year and its strategies to showcase county projects. President and CEO Brad Dean says the region is attracting young visitors between the ages of 18 and 34.
Whether it's because we're such an affordable destination, there's a variety of reasons. Could be. Bottom line is we have an opportunity as a region to capture more of that segment than others because they already love us.
Data from the organization shows that county hotels last year outperformed hotels in 2024 by about 10%. One in four Missourians surveyed says they've run into obstacles getting the birth control they want. That's according to a new survey from the Missouri Foundation for Health. St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Fenton reports.
The poll of 1,000 Missourians between 18 and 35 found widespread support for birth control. But about one-third of respondents said they worried about being able to get birth control in the future. Michelle Truppiano directs the Beacon Reproductive Health Network, an organization that distributes federal Title X grant funding to clinics in Missouri and Oklahoma. She says the findings sent a clear message to lawmakers.
a strong majority of Missourians actually want their elected officials to do more in supporting birth control, and that there are a lot of Missourians who are worried about the future of access to contraception.
Trupiano says she supports a bill before the Missouri legislature that would allow patients to receive a year's worth of birth control all at once. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Community-supported agriculture, or CSA, boxes first gained popularity in the 90s. It's a way for people to support their local farmers by paying up front for produce that's delivered throughout the summer. But today's food system caters to both convenience and choice. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, that's put pressure on CSA farmers to offer people more buying options.
Patty Grimmer ticks off the trays of seedlings in one of the greenhouses on her farm in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, so we got peppers, we've got some lettuce mix that's going to be transplanted on our field, our tomatoes.
All of this produce will go to regional farmers markets, restaurants, and customers who signed up for a community-supported agriculture, or CSA, share. In most CSAs, members pay several hundred dollars at the start of the year and receive a weekly box of produce throughout the spring and summer. But Grimmer lets her members sign up for shorter time frames, as little as 1 month, and they can opt to pay as they go instead of all at once. Some old-school farmers may say that's not CSA, but Grimmer sees it as a needed evolution to the original model.
We're transitioning to a generation of convenience, of preference. You know, you can get your groceries delivered to you in a matter of hours while you sit on your couch and pick what you want to pick.
She's a part of a growing number of CSA farmers who are offering more flexibility to their members to keep up with consumer preferences. Sadie Willis is with Fair Share CSA Coalition, which serves farms throughout the Midwest. She says producers who are offering more flexibility still see themselves as supported by their community of customers.
Even if those customers are saying, hey, I want to pick up my box at my local brewery instead of having to drive over to your farm to get it, or I don't like kohlrabi, can you give me more spinach instead? So like some of those components have come into play over time where consumers are being a little bit more choosy.
She says farms can use a number of online platforms to let CSA members swap out items in their weekly box. Producers can also shift to a credit system, where customers load an online card at the start of the season and choose whether to buy something each week. But these customer conveniences move the model away from what it was meant to do for farms. John Hendrickson is a farm viability specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Back in the early 90s, he helped organize some of the first CSA memberships at farms in the Madison area. Hendrickson says traditionally, CSA was about people taking on the risk with farmers. But that doesn't work for every consumer.
You know, if the farm had a bad year and there were not as many tomatoes, then people got less tomatoes. You know, most consumers are not in a position to roll the dice on in terms of their food budget. And so that has really kind of fallen by the wayside.
He says CSA has always required more customer service than selling in bulk or at a market stand. Letting consumers customize their weekly box could create even more administrative work for a farmer who would rather be in their field. It's why some farmers, like Liz Graysneck in central Missouri, are taking a more conservative approach to customer flexibility. She lets her members pay in installments instead of upfront, but they don't have the option of canceling mid-season. Customers can tweak their weekly box when the farm has an abundance of a certain vegetable, but Graysneck says she's not interested in becoming a subscription service.
That does not fit what CSA is. You know, for me, CSA embodies eating seasonally, supporting the farm that is feeding you, and I'm not Amazon, you know?
She thinks farmers have to find the right balance between serving new kinds of customers and staying true to the whole point of community-supported farming. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including St. Louis Public Radio. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.